بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Continuing with du'as of the Anbiya in the Quran. Yesterday we did the du'a of Musa alayhi salam, and this du'a was a du'a he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he was sent to Fir'aun. And it's important for us just to understand the rest of the story, because many of the other Anbiya who come after this, They follow Musa alayhi salam in terms of the Torah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam goes to Fir'aun, and one of his duties is to give da'wah to Fir'aun, and he does that and Fir'aun rejects. But another duty of his also is to ask Fir'aun to release the Bani Israel, and Musa alayhi salam says, "An arsil ma'ana Bani Israel," send with me Bani Israel. We want to leave Egypt, we want to go back to the land that was promised to our ancestors, which is Palestine. And so Musa alayhi salam eventually takes the Bani Israel, leaving out many of the important incidents. They escape from Fir'aun, they go across the Red Sea, they, because of the disobedience of the Bani Israel on many occasions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes them to wander for 40 years in the wilderness. And eventually Musa alayhi salam, he also stays with them in the wilderness, and they do not ever reach the land of Palestine in the time of Musa alayhi salam. And then when Musa alayhi salam passes away, Yusha bin Nun, he takes them into the land of Palestine, and they begin to live there. Now before this, before they wandered in the desert, Musa alayhi salam went to Mount Sinai. He spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He received this Torah. And this Torah that he received was going to be the law code for the Bani Israel, for many other Anbiya to come after Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam, he also made a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him that your people, the Bani Israel, they will have this land, as long as they are obedient to me, as long as they fulfill certain commands. But if they don't do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all these favors will be stripped away from them. So many other Anbiya were sent to Bani Israel after Musa alayhi salam. Some are mentioned in Quran, Ilyas, Al-Yasa, Dawud alayhi salam, Suleiman alayhi salam, Zakaria alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam. And obviously the last and final messenger that was sent directly to the Bani Israel was Isa alayhi salam. And once the Bani Israel rejected Isa alayhi salam, then Isa alayhi salam informed them that this bounty that Allah had given to you, which was Nubuwa, is going to be taken away to you, and it's going to be given to your cousins, meaning the children of Ismail alayhi salam, and in that meant was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore now the Muslims will become the chosen people, and the Muslims will take over the land of Palestine. The Nabi that we're going to do today, however, he comes before this, and this is Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. So Ayyub alayhi salam, he embodied patience in adversity. So the ulama mentioned that because he was such a pious slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan wanted to test him, and he sought permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave shaitan permission. So shaitan caused him to lose his wealth, to lose his family, to be afflicted with many different sicknesses and difficulties and ailments. And yet in all of this, Ayyub alayhi salam, he remained resolute. He never ever spoke against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never questioned, why me? Why is this happening to me? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, "Inna wajadnahu sabira." We found him to be extremely patient. Ni'mal abd. How wonderful a slave is Ayyub alayhi salam. And after enduring all of this patience, then he makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in this dua, he doesn't ask for the sickness to be removed directly. He just says, "Ya Allah, anni massani ad-durru," that a lot of difficulty has afflicted me. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands that he is making a plea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in his heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restores his wealth, restores his family, gives him more than what he had, to teach us a lesson that sabr will have a reward bi-idhnillahi ta'ala in this world as well as the year after. And his wife remained with him throughout this entire period, also teaching us the lesson that when we go through difficulties, it's not only us who suffer, but sometimes also our close family members have to go through a lot, and we should show this kindness towards them in this time. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq wa